Well, hey there, writer. Welcome to the Resilient Writers Radio Show. I'm your host, Rhonda Douglas, and this is the podcast for writers who want to create and sustain a writing life they love. Because, let's face it, the writing life has its ups and downs, and we want to not just write, but also to be able to enjoy the process so that we'll spend more time with our butt in chair getting those words on the page. This podcast is for writers who love books and everything that goes into the making of them. For writers who want to learn and grow in their craft and improve their writing skills. Writers who want to finish their books and get them out into the world so their ideal readers can enjoy them. Writers who want to spend more time in that flow state. Writers who want to connect with other writers to celebrate and be in community in this crazy roller coaster ride we call the writing life. We are resilient writers. We're writing for the rest of our lives, and we're having a good time doing it. So welcome, writer. I'm so glad you're here. Let's jump right into today's show. Well, hey there, writer. Welcome back to another episode of the Resilient Writers Radio Show. I'm so glad you're here. This is the first episode in season 4. It's amazing to me that we have been going for basically a year now, and we are in season 4. So exciting. And thank you so much for listening. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I'm just really, really excited to be here talking about writing and how we write for the rest of our lives with you every week. So good. So I want to talk today, I want to talk about productivity. And I decided I wanted to talk to you about productivity today because recently I discovered that I was really, really tired. I was completely burnt. I was done. I had reached peak possibility. I just could not give another thing. I had so many things going on. And I just taken on too much. And then there was sort of a little family thing on top of it. And I was exhausted. And I think that a lot of us are exhausted right now. There's everything going on in the world. And then we're still making a living and we're still trying to do the writing on top of that. And then you add in one little thing, either we get sick or a loved one gets sick and oof, we are tired and can be hard to get the writing done when that's the case. And I was talking to folks in the First Book Finish program. So in First Book Finish, one of the things we do to give ourselves this boost of extra momentum are what I call page booster writing retreat weekends. And we were going into our first writing retreat weekend for First Book Finish. And I thought, everyone is coming into this tired. We are coming into, so the idea is you write, you get extra work done over the course of a weekend. But when we go into a weekend, we have come out of a full week. We have been making a living. We have been caring for our family. We've been caring for ourselves, laundry, groceries, what have you, right? And there's a lot. And so we hit Friday night, and just the thought of doing extra on the weekend feels heavy. And the other thing I've been thinking about is as the world gets so excited about the possibilities behind artificial intelligence, I have been thinking about what it means for us and our creative human intelligence. What does it mean to be a creative human? How do we do this and how do we sustain a lifetime of it? And a thing you should know about me, and if you know me personally, you know this, I am a huge geek. And one of the things I geek out on is productivity. This comes probably from, you know, being in leadership roles in my day job and just trying to figure out like, how do you make the most? How do you get the most work? Like I've been at different points in my life, a workaholic, a perfectionist, and I'm in recovery from both of those. But I still love the whole productivity kind of world. And so this is a little embarrassing to admit that I'm this person, but I, you know, we're friends. So here's how it goes. I'm the kind of person who has a life plan and then an annual plan. And then I break that down quarterly. And from quarterly, I move it into a weekly plan. And then I plan my days. Okay. I am that girl. If you've done the annual writer's planning party with me, you know what it's like. But this is how I live my life. And in fact, I use a planner. It's called the Full Focus Planner. And it's a paper planner, but it, which I love. I love an analog planner. I mean, I have a Google Calendar and I have, you know, I use all of that as well. But and all of my things sync with all of my other things and so on. But I love a paper planner. So at the beginning of this planner, you've got these goal pages, and then you know, you think about your ideal week, and you kind of look 3 months ahead, and then you plan your weeks and you do a weekly review. And but what I love about it has been the idea that there's a weekly big three, that in order to achieve my quarterly goals, there are three things, three biggish things that I need to get done this week. So one of the things on my list this week is to record this episode. Check, right? In order to get season four done, which is one of my quarterly goals, I need to record this episode. So it breaks it down into a weekly big three and then a daily big three. And that's been very freeing for me as someone who used to have a to-do list that was like 15 items. So there's lots of space on the page to write more things than just three. But the idea is that if I've done my three, I've had a good day. And three is a nice low number. So even if I do two of the three, I feel like I'm winning. So this is my psychology. Anyway, it's called the Full Focus Planner. I'll put a link if you're as much of a geek. It's a quarterly planner. It's a little expensive, I won't lie, but I love it so much. I've been using it for about 5 years now. So I'll go back to going into the last Page Booster writing retreat and what I was thinking about there, where we all end up at a Friday and we're so tired. And so yes, in theory, we have extra time for writing on the weekends. Those of us who work during the week, right? We have Saturday, Sunday, where we think, oh, I'll get in an extra hour on Saturday, or I'll get up early on Sunday and get some extra writing done. But the thing I think we need to remember is that we are not machines. You are not a machine. You are human. And all human beings need rest. And we need rest not just because we're tired. We need rest because rest equals regeneration. It's how we regenerate our energy, including our creative energy. When you are tired, your brain doesn't work as well or as easily or as quickly at making the kinds of disparate connections that make for the kind of deep creative work that we do as writers. When you have pushed yourself so far in the week, and then you go into the weekend with no rest, maybe you don't sleep well, maybe you're out with friends, you have some alcohol, you don't sleep well, whatever, and then now you're extra tired on the weekend. Is it any wonder that you don't get the writing done that you thought you were going to get done? This is a big learning for me at this point in my life, how I factor rest into my creative life. What does it mean for me to be revising a novel on top of a day job, on top of a business, and running the programs that I run, and being a grandma, being a mom, even though she's an adult, taking care of the dog, right? Getting some exercise, eating well. How do I do all of these things and still finish the novel? How do I do all of these things, still have my creative process and feel good about my creative process? How much rest do I need to make my creative process work? That's the question I have for you as well today. How much rest do you need in order to make your creative process work? Not just for the work in progress that you're working on now, but in the longer scheme. Like if you want to be writing for the rest of your life, which is a thing I think of all the time, I want to sustain my creative output. How much rest do I need to sustain the output of the kind of creative person I want to be? And it turns out that it's more rest than I thought. It turns out that it's more because I have been so focused on being quote unquote productive my whole life that I realized I was inadvertently falling into this myth that productivity equals go, 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 and then collapse. Right? And then recover and then go, 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 collapse, recover. But that is not the kind of energy cycle that is conducive to sustaining creative output over time. And so I'm learning, it's really a work in progress, I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm learning how to fit rest into my days and into my weeks, months, quarters, and year in a way that allows me to sustain a creative output so that I don't go, 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 go all the freaking time. That I take breaks. Maybe I go to an art gallery. Maybe I go for a walk. That I am really protective of my sleep so that I know I'm getting good sleep. And sometimes that means I go out for with friends and normally we'd have some wine, but I decide I'm not going to have the wine because I know I won't sleep well if I do. And I want to have a good writing weekend, so I don't do that. Sometimes it means that I know I've got to get out in nature for a walk in order to feel every day, regardless of the weather, in order to truly feel properly restored at the level of my soul. Because I work from my soul. I think that's part of what it means to be a creative person, is that yes, you're using your intellect, but you're also using that, you know, ineffable quality that makes you who you are as a human being, that makes you unique as a human being. And if you exhaust that as a resource, I don't know that you can exhaust it, but you don't have as easy access to it when you're really tired. So lately, when I'm thinking about productivity, I'm still thinking about my annual goals and my quarterly goals and my weekly plan. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm still thinking about those things. But I'm factoring into that thinking about the week, I'm factoring in rest. And rest is not just sleep, although I love me some sleep. I have sleeping skills. I am a good sleeper. It's one of the, you know, one of my soft skills that I really, really value is my ability to sleep well. And so I prioritize my sleep, but what else am I doing to relax, to rest, to regenerate my creative energy? Right? Am I getting out for a walk every day? Am I feeding myself enough fruits and vegetables? Am I drinking some water every now and then instead of loading up on caffeine and coffee all day long? You know, how am I sustaining the creative energy that is in me? And how am I, and what role does rest play in that? So I want to invite you on that journey with me. And invite you to think about the role that rest plays in helping you be productive as a writer. We really value as writers, right? If you think about it, we are always tracking our writing sessions, how many words, how many pages, how many chapters, how many poems, how many stories, you know, how much did we get done? And that's important, right? Like if you want to write 300 pages, within a certain time frame, then you've got to lay down a certain number of pages every time you write. So at the one level, there's no getting away from it. But at another level, I think that it's just true that we are more productive when we incorporate rest into our lives. There's a project, I don't even know if it's still running. It was called the Energy Project, and it was, I'll see if I can link to it in the show notes if it's still active. The Energy Project, and it was run, was started by a guy named Tony Schwartz. He was the guy who ghost wrote The Art of the Deal for Donald Trump. He later disavowed it, but whatever, he did. And he was part of this project called the Energy Project. And they studied what habits high performers had in all areas of life. So these are, yes, there are sports people. It seems like sports are always the thing that people talk about when they talk about high performance. And business, but also like the first violinists of the New York Philharmonic and visual artists and yes, writers and so on. How is it that our energy works? What helps us sustain energy? And one of the really interesting things that came out of that was this idea that energy, our energy functions in 90-minute cycles. So if you've ever been seated and working on something for a long time and then just felt your brain kind of go to mush and like this fog come on you, and or maybe you suddenly get distracted, like you were really focused, but now you're distracted, you might find that that happens around the hour and a half or 90 minute mark. I know it does for me. So one of the things I do is think about my day in kind of 90 minute cycles. Right? I work for 90 minutes. I take a bit of a break. I come back. I work for 90 minutes and take a longer break. I come back. This is for those of you who use the Pomodoro technique. This is kind of similar, right? We're like really great focused work and then a break. And the magic is in the break. So if you have been someone who thinks, I will just write and write and write and write, I want you to open yourself up to the idea that the magic is in the break, that the magic is in the rest. And ask yourself, how much rest do you need to sustain your creative energy, to sustain your creative output in order to finish the current project you're working on, but also to sustain a creative life? And what does that look like? What does it look like sleep-wise? And what does it look like in other ways, whether that's relaxing with friends and family or getting out in nature or hydrating or whatever it looks like? I think so much of our writing life is really profoundly connected to how we're living our daily life, right? How we're living our weeks. At least that's been true for me. So that's my question for you. How much rest do you need to sustain your creative output as a writer for the short term and for the longer term? And what does that need to look like? Are you happy with it, with how that's working for you now? Or do you need to build more rest and creative regeneration into your life? That's our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here. You know, I really, really value your presence on the other side of this microphone. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today and for listening all the way to the end. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Resilient Writers Radio Show. While you're here, I would really appreciate it if you'd consider leaving a rating and review of the show. You can do that in whatever app you're using to listen to the show right now, and it just takes a few minutes. Your ratings and reviews tell the podcast algorithm gods that, yes, this is a great show. Definitely recommend it to other writers. And that will help us reach new listeners who might need a boost in their writing lives today as well. So please take a moment and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it, and I promise to read every single one. Thank you so much.